Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful Movement Podcast. I'm your host, Les Raymond. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. I am flying solo today. I wanted to talk briefly about something that's been on my mind lately. I was able to go away for a few days, which was really nice. I went on a trip. I was invited by a friend to join a couple of his buddies to a cabin in the mountains of West Virginia for 3 nights. And it was a meaningful trip for me. It got me to think about connection and the idea of being with other people and how important it is, and also how I think I crave it and miss it. It makes me think of when I started the podcast, or when I took over the podcast. It was something that had been on my mind for a while, like I had been yearning to have more deep conversations, I guess. I know that personally, I've spent a lot of times where I'd be on like a walk in my neighborhood with a podcast in my ear, and it really helped me feel not alone. And I think I wanted more of what I heard other people having on those podcasts. So I wanted to play a bigger role and use it as an opportunity to reach out to people to have a conversation. I felt like conversation was lacking in my life at the time. And then COVID hit, and I felt really isolated. And even though I was so blessed to be with the people dearest to me, my close family, as many of you could probably relate, the social interaction really deteriorated quickly. And I guess the inner yearning for more grew, and that pressure built up. And that helped me, I think, take action to play a bigger role in the podcast so that I could have a little more connection. Now, I have a great connection with my family. We all seem to get along pretty well. The family that lives under the same hood, at least, and under the same roof. We don't live in a car. We live in a house with a roof. And also, you know, that relationship is different than others like friends or work colleagues and such. Being that the gym that I work at during the day, my regular job, I guess, the amount of activity in that building has dramatically decreased over these last few years due to the pandemic. And I think that's where I got a lot of my community from. Just people like regular gym goers, not even necessarily the clients I was working with, but just like the people that are there regularly that you run into and have small talk with and over time learn a little bit about their lives. But overall, I haven't had a lot of that outside of an occasional hike with my buddy Peter, an occasional phone call with a friend, but very occasional. Everything else has just been mostly my immediate family. So this trip going away for a few days really hit the spot. I don't even think I realized how much I needed it. It was five of us in a cabin in just the most beautiful area. It was Blackwater Falls in West Virginia. If you get a chance to go, it's kind of out there, but the scale of the beauty is spectacular. I mean, really enjoyed myself out there and got to know some strangers. And one of the people I didn't know at all, a couple of the people I knew very little, and then it was my dear friend Peter. And I found it to be surprisingly nourishing. It filled my cup, and it made me think about how much we need this and the importance of social connection and how it doesn't necessarily just fall out of the sky. You know, we have to create these things. We have to work for it. And many of us, it comes more naturally. My friend Peter seems to be a magnet for social interaction, whereas for me, I feel a little, I don't know, socially inept, awkward many times. And the natural creation of social experiences doesn't just emerge from me like it does others. So I felt really lucky to be there. Big-hearted people. And it just got me contemplating on the importance of us having like a sense of belonging and social connections and how healing it could be. I know that on the podcast in the past, I've talked about the mental and emotional side of self-healing and not to overlook mental and emotional sources that might be leading to even physical illness that we experience and how progress can be made oftentimes by starting there, starting with, you know, what are the emotional or mental stresses in your life that could be leading your physical system to be not at its best, per se. There were some things that I've almost forgot about that could take place when I was staying in this cabin. Might sound silly, but it was cold outside, and we spent a lot of time inside unless we were out hiking, which we did some hiking of some just beautiful land, but we spent a lot of time inside in the cabin, and there was a time we were playing games. We played Jenga. It was actually at 45 years old, my first time playing Jenga. So a bunch of grown-ups playing Jenga in front of a fire. Everybody taking turns playing a different playlist on the Bluetooth speaker. And having the most fun I've had in a while. And it was great. Several of the people there were very funny people. And I laughed so much. And I laughed so much that I noticed how much I was laughing and realizing how long it's been since I laughed so much and how good it felt. It makes me think of a story that I heard. I don't even know if this is true. I hope it's true. I think it was somewhat of a famous person, but I don't know who it was, who got a diagnosis, I think, of cancer and left his doctor's office and checked himself in a hotel across the street and watched, I think, stand-up comedy or comedy movies, like, constantly for a month, and apparently helped him heal. I don't know what degree that story is true. I hope it is, because it's a cool story if it is. But even if it's not 100% true, and it's partially true, I believe it. Like, I believe that putting yourself around people and having fun and laughing can have a very positive effect on the physical body. And I wonder how many people out there don't get that enough. I know that I don't get it enough. And that was shown very apparent when I was rolling around in laughter on that living room floor. It felt childish. It felt great. And I feel lucky to have gotten the experience. There's something about feeling connected with other people. I hope to look for more aspects of my life where I could build more deep connections. And I guess I would like to inspire others to do similar, especially if you feel you're lacking in that department and yearning for more. I think we all have an innate sense of wanting to belong and to fit in and to feel accepted. And also, being with other people is an opportunity to learn acceptance. You know, this group of people were not all very similar, yet we had a great time living in a small space together for 3 nights. We didn't have to all agree on all like our political views or whatever, but we all meant well. And I think most people mean well, regardless of how different they might show up on social media than you hope them to. So being around others is not just a chance to feel like you are accepted. It's a chance to learn to be more accepting of others. I learned a lot hanging around with these folks. It was funny. One night I stayed up late talking to just the nicest person. And I got to teach him some of the strategies I've learned about health and cultivating a better sense of well-being. And he taught me a little bit about cryptocurrency. And it was fascinating. There's a lot to learn from each other. And there's something different about learning from someone that's sitting in the room with you. And a lot of that has obviously been lost. The sitting in the same room with someone and engaging. I love doing the podcast and I love interviewing interesting people. But looking at them through the screen is not the same. And we all know this is the case. It's great. I mean, it's great that we have this technology to allow us to build connections that we wouldn't otherwise be able to build. But it's obviously, it doesn't have the same nourishing component. Your body doesn't resonate with the other person the same way. You're not sharing that energetic field in the same way. That was me cultivating my inner hippie right there. Now I know that everybody can't just stop what they're doing and go away to the mountains for a few days with some close friends or even acquaintances. And I feel pretty lucky that I could do that. But I do wonder what other areas we could look at in our life where we could build stronger connections with people. Not just people we already know and like and love, but maybe people we don't know yet or we only know a little and we could get to know more. Maybe especially if there are people that we don't necessarily agree with about everything. If you're only hanging around with people that you just agree with about everything and y'all know the same stuff, there's probably not a lot to learn from each other. There's a saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I do think there's some truth to that. So it is obviously important to consider who you spend your time with. But leaving openings, little windows of opportunities to be around people you wouldn't otherwise expect to, or you wouldn't naturally choose to, could offer something that is very valuable that you might not be considering. I went to a few meetup groups. I don't know if any of you have used that website, Meetup. I find most of the things I see on there that are accessible to me are really not interesting, but there's been a few that have popped up and I've gone to, and I've really been glad that I did. A couple hikes where you just show up to a trailhead and there's strangers and you hike. And you talk to a few along the hike and you meet someone new. Even though lasting friendships might not be built from these events, they were still nourishing at the time. We could all probably look closer at our lives and look for opportunities to connect with more people and to connect more deeply with some people. For those that feel like they could use some strategies of how to connect more, you know, maybe it's just something like being more consistent with a phone call to a friend or family. I know I generally speak with my mother on the weekend, sometimes again during the week. So if a week goes by and we haven't heard from each other, one is likely to call the other. Same goes for one of my sisters. It's a little easier to do, I guess, to carry these tasks out, you know, with a family member. But maybe there's other ways. Maybe when you're talking to somebody that you do see regularly, and maybe the encounters are usually really small talk, maybe something as simple as asking a deeper question and getting some practice at listening, or maybe just making time for a longer conversation with somebody, or looking for an opportunity where you could lend a hand and maybe help out with someone, and through that experience, allow a connection to develop or to deepen. Anyway, that was what has been on my mind lately, and I just felt like sharing. It's been nice to have some time by myself, and it's been really nice to get away and have some time with others. And I really appreciate how it's filled my cup. And I just want to put this out there in case it resonates with anybody and inspires someone to take an action that fills their cup a little more too. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great day.